Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Autumn is definitely here. I felt it was cold this morning. The weather has changed. The jumpers and coats are back in, and the socks and the boots and all the things. So what's new? What's so last year? And how can you dress well at affordable prices? Well, Aoife Dunigan is here. The Style Bob, if you're looking for online. And Aoife is a personal and corporate consultant. Hello, Aoife.
Good morning, Claire.
It's definitely colder, isn't it?
Yeah, this morning actually you could feel that nip in the air, but there was all these gorgeous colours as I drove out here this morning, and I'm kind of excited for autumn. I did pack away the shorts
yesterday.
Sick
of it. Yeah, sick of the summer stuff.
And I was actually glad to see the back of it. But yeah, it's here. It's time for a new season. Trends are coming at us left, right and centre as they do every year.
Well, you're wearing one of them now this morning, and I sort of almost accused you of having a brand new top on this morning, because that's a crime, isn't it? Because it's a lovely brown colour. But you assure me that that is past season, is it?
It is past season. So when it comes to trends, brown is the new black, Claire, as is burgundy. But people are scared of the likes of brown because we think about it, we think of school uniform, right? Mm-hmm. A bit like kind of grey and burgundy. But what's happening, you know, with trends this year is that, well, first of all, look at, I always look at trends every year and say, is everything in? You know, gosh, you know, everything is in. If we want to look at what they say, what the fashionistas say, trend is about undone elegance this year. But if we pare that back, it's all about textures and beautiful new colours, like tweeds are all back in. A lot of these things, Claire, that we have in our wardrobe. And when it comes to brown, I did bring in, for anyone looking this morning, if you want to accelerate brown, look, Claire, what I have done here. Look how beautiful it is.
Okay, so that's purple.
This is a lilac-y purple.
Yeah.
And I've added this to my brown top. So brown is a wonderful neutral that goes with so many colours like pinks and purples. And of course, obviously, we have it in leopard. But, you know, the fashion business is worth $2.5 trillion. They want us to keep buying clothes at a huge rate. And trends are a way, you could say, to, you know,
push you into the shop.
Push you in and look like you've swallowed Instagram. But what I want to say this morning is that there are so many trends right now that we already have in our wardrobe.
So go shopping at home first.
Go shopping at home first. So what's in, right? So obviously, you know, brown is in, textures in, lace is back in, brooches are back in. I had great fun in my wardrobe last night adding brooches to knitwear. Belts are back in. Belt all your old jackets. But before
skinny
you
or fat?
Actually,
belts.
All kinds. Maybe kind of mid-range. But, you know, we certainly, I took out a jacket last night that was very light. I belted it. I felt very modern. And the whole thing with trends is that, yes, they want us to buy lots more. But trends make you feel kind of modern, Claire. You know, it's a bit like my kitchen's 20 years old. I don't need to go and change the whole thing. But I might decide to change the kitchen table. So last night, I'm looking in my wardrobe. And I'm going, okay, I want to kind of, I've been in town for 2 hours. I want to come home. First of all, you want to get rid of everything, right? That's the first thing. And then I said, oh gosh, I forgot about that tweed jacket. Actually, if I add my new barrel jeans, which I've had about a year, but if I can now add them to all my tweed, and all of a sudden it modernises it. And then I looked at my shoes and I found old loafers from a long time ago. Loafers are back in, which is great. Mm-hmm. And loafers are extremely comfortable. I love leopard, Claire. I have to admit, my inner roar comes out with leopard. But, you know, if you have a lot of black in your wardrobe, can you add a leopard print shoe to it to modernise it? We don't have to go out. I would wear the leopard coat. You don't actually have to do that. The first and foremost thing you have to do before you do anything in your wardrobe is look at the lifestyle, Claire, for the next month. Because I might say to you, well, you know what, leopard is in. And you say, well, I'm on the side of the pitch on a Sunday morning and it's lashing rain. Suede is big as well. I'm not going to wear suede. But, you know, Well, I'm not on the side of the pitch.
Yeah, it is lovely though, isn't it, suede? But it's not practical in the Irish climate, because once you get rained on, you're finished.
You're finished. But a suede bag is beautiful, you know. So look at the lifestyle. Secondly, go and see what trend you like, right? I went, sometimes it takes a while to warm up to a trend, because I know you and I have had conversations over the past while about barrel leg jeans. And when I looked at them myself a year ago, I went, not if you paid me. And now I own two pairs. I'm wearing a pair this morning. So it's a great, you have to kind of let a trend sit with you. Uh-huh. It doesn't happen straight away.
Well, I know the biggest question that you get when it comes to new style jeans is about the shoes, isn't it? And you mentioned loafers there. Can you wear the loafers with the barrel leg jeans?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
The thing what do you put on your, keep your ankles warm now?
So what I do always, I try and match, this is me now being very OCD about things, but I'll try and match my sock to my loafer or match my sock to my jean. Uh-huh. So I might take a black loafer and a dark grey jean, I'll have a dark grey sock, because I don't care how fashionable it is, I am not being cold.
No, you know? I don't like being cold either, I'm with you.
And then a great thing as well, a sock boot is fantastic for that, Claire, because it kind of goes under the barrel leg jean, mm-hmm. and it's lovely and tight and cosy. So that's a fantastic way of doing it. But it's just, it's heating up, it's warming up to it. You know, lace as well, like lots of lace camisoles, I'm sure you do too.
And from the 90s, probably.
From the 90s. Even Levi's are back, but I don't fit them from the 90s. But that straight leg jean is all in. But it's about having fun, but lifestyle first. See what you have. You know, like I said, your granny's brooches added to your jumpers. Faux fur is back in. So it's what, make sure you love a trend.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
I saw Reese Witherspoon in a fabulous blue trouser suit, but she had paired it with camel bag, camel coat. And they're probably things that if you had a good search for, you probably have those colours and you can resurrect them, can't you?
You can resurrect them. So if you think of a lovely camel bag and you put it with, you know, even a suede jacket or a lovely tweed jacket and a nice pair of jeans, you're going to be very modern straight away. Mm-hmm. Also, a trend that is a little bit kind of preppy, I just did it there a minute ago, is if you don't have, I'm a big lover of scarves because it takes wonderful colour to your face, right? I won't tell you the amount of scarves I have, lots, right? But if I don't have the colour I want, I'll take my jumper. It's a big trend this year and I'll put that as my scarf over my tweed jacket to add the colour.
That not annoy you now for the day, falling off and becoming undone?
Do I not
undone?
Look chic though?
Huh? You look fabulous, but it would, by 11 o'clock in the morning now, I'd have that flung to one side.
I'm not going to be there, you know, doing practical things in it, but it's a great way again, if I don't have the colour in my wardrobe, I can add it like this. And also, if I really want to be cool, I can wrap it around my hips. But you know what? I'm not going to bother with that because that will end up on the floor.
So what you're telling us to do is to go into the shops, have a snoop, have a look, come home and see what you have, how you can replicate that vibe using your own stuff.
Yes, and also be very clear. Sometimes stuff, Claire, is old-fashioned, OK? Be very clear.
Yes, sometimes so it's gone.
The suede jacket from 1975 that maybe your father wore to some concert, you know, it may look good, but actually, is it wrecked? You mm-hmm. know? Now, if you like that kind of thing, that's fine. But sometimes things are old-fashioned and you have to let it go. And the great thing about letting things go, you're shifting more than the weight of the wardrobe. Your mind becomes clearer, and you actually end up, when you edit out the wardrobe of stuff that really is old fashioned or stuff that's worn that you don't need, you actually maximise what you have. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've spoken about this before. I've cleared out a number of pair of jeans from my wardrobe, but it means I'm wearing what I have.
Yes.
You know.
So what you want us to do is buy less, really, but buy good lasters.
Buy good. And if you think of our climate, we're relatively cold climate. Your good coat, Claire, will owe you nothing, mm-hmm. right? And certainly if you think about the way we were reared, you know, was by once, by well type of thing. But the good coat, the nice pair of boots. Also, if you love comfort loafers, but trainers are also gone a little bit slicker this year. They're not the big daddy chunky trainers anymore. They're now a lovely dark brown, sleek suede trainer.
Sort
or
of
dark
low,
navy.
Low profile trainers. Is that what they call them?
Low so profile trainer in lovely dark colours. And the great thing about these trainers is if you do work in a kind of a casual enough workplace, they don't look like trainers. They don't look like you've come from the gym. And they're really smart and they're very, very comfortable.
So just be clever in what you're investing in for the new season. Don't go mad.
Don't go mad, but gaps first, followed by taste, and really take the time to play in your wardrobe.
Okay, I have a little break to take, but Aoife, we'll leave it there. And if people want to find Aoife online, it's the Style Bob that you're looking for. News after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.